Bonjour, we are Samuel and Virginie from SV Photograph. We are wedding and boudoir photographers based in Victoria, BC. Today we will show you 10 considerations when hiring a wedding photographer. Let's talk about the wild and crazy world of wedding planning. We know it could be very hard to choose your wedding photographer. It's a very important day for you with a lot of money involved and you have to make sure you made the right choice. There is also so many photographers nowadays you can easily be lost. So we propose you to keep in mind these 10 points when you will look for your photographer. Number 1. The portfolio. I know it can seem very logic, but we still see some people looking first for the price and then for the portfolio. Make sure to really look through the wedding photographer's images and try to describe, even just to yourself, what is that attracts you on these images. Look at elements such as posing, emotion, lighting, composition, color, exposure, etc. If the photographer has a blog, look at it to follow the selection he or she made for each wedding. Keep in mind also your own wedding organization, for example. If you want to have a big party, make sure to look the portfolio about wedding party. If you don't want posing group photo, make sure to find that on the photographer's portfolio. It's really important to find on the website something you want and not asking a different style to your photographer. Number 2. Personality. When your wedding photographers will reply to your message, how do you feel when you read his or her biography? Do you feel you can match? Is it easy to talk to him or her? Do you like the idea they propose for working together? Do you feel confident that they can do an excellent job with your wedding day? We know people are busy, but it's very important to sit a few minutes and take the time to meet or at least to speak on phone with your photographer once you will get the first reply. Why? Because seeing person directly or hear their voice could give you a total different vision of them. So plan to spend a few minutes chatting to get to know him or her and see how you feel. Remember, your photographer will be the one you are with the majority of the day and on intimate moments like the getting ready or the first look. So you should find someone you can connect with and trust that they will work with you very well. And sometimes you have to consider also your family. If you hire a photographer who works with a second shooter, make sure to know also the second shooter, as sometimes they can change all the time and you have to feel comfortable with both of them. Number 3. Insurance. Make sure to check that the wedding photographer is insured to liability. If a guest or even you was to get hurt, who would cover medical bills? And if the photographer damaged something on your wedding venue, who will pay for that? You want to make sure to be covered against anything imaginable. So always verify that a photographer is insured. Number 4. Backups. A form of insurance is having full backup equipment, not just limited to an extra camera body. Does the wedding photographer also have extra lenses, extra lighting, extra memory cards and battery, etc.? There isn't one moment to be missed during a wedding, so photographers have to be able to grab new equipment at the drop of a hat if the need arises. This is not a problem with professional photographer, but now again it's hard to know who is full-time photographer, who is making wedding just for summertime, etc. So the best is just to ask, just in case. Number 5. Price. You see, price is coming finally. There are as many pricing strategies as there are wedding photographers. Some photographers price in packages and others price à la carte. Some include digital files or album automatically, some do not. Make sure to discuss with your fiancé what you are hoping to receive from your wedding photographer and compare the options available. Also, make sure to compare each photographer charges for their services. When you have everything included on a package like digital, print rights, travel fees, you might be surprised by the budget. But at the end, if you have to add that fees from a smaller and very attractive package, you will realize it could be actually cheaper. I always recommend to make kind of board with all options per photographer. You can also ask the number of digital to your photographer, because this is very different from a photographer to another. For example, there is photographer include only a selection of edited photo. There is some photographer who give 200 photos for a full wedding and other 1,500. Huge difference explaining first if they are two or one photographer and also depend of the style. For example, we send around 500 photos all edited for 8 hours coverage because we are documenting the wedding, which means we will take every details and take portraits of your guests during the ceremony. Not only the bride and groom things, but also things you can miss during the day, to give you a full vision of your wedding. Some other photographer will focus only on specific moments. Feel free to ask to your photographer an example of a full gallery from their last client, as it's hard to imagine 800 or 1000 photos. Lastly, make sure that the photographer's price is not the only option you consider when you are shopping around. We have seen and heard horror stories of what happens when people have hired purely on prices, like photographer canceling the day before, photographer leaving on the middle of the reception, before the cake presentation, because it was the time, etc. So just remember that your wedding photography will be the only keepsake left from your wedding day. Make sure to review all these factors equally and not just the price. Number 6. Hours of coverage. Some wedding photographers price their coverage hourly. Some give full day coverage and others give package with a set number of hours. It's sometimes hard to know how long you need and what you want to cover. That's always the reason why most of professional photographers will ask you to sit and chat with them about your wedding, more than just sending you the brochure. We are the one with hundreds wedding experience, so we are the one who will be able to tell you, I think a 5-hour coverage could be the best for you, or regarding your organization, the best would be to follow you from the getting ready to the party. So probably 12 hours coverage. Your photographer will help you to clarify how much of the day you actually want your photographer present. For example, do you need your photographer present during your getting ready? Also, at what time do you need to start your getting ready on regard of your schedule? Do you want your photographer present up until the very last dance is finished, lights are brought up and guests are leaving? In our experience, 8 to 10 hours of photography coverage will ensure you to get the majority of the important details from your wedding day. But that works for traditional wedding. We love documenting this big day from the getting ready and handed on the dance floor with you. Number 7. Number of photographers. Unless your wedding is very small, like maximum 50 guests, many weddings would do well to have 2 photographers on site. From having more details and candid moments captured, to having the getting ready of both of you, having expression captured during first look and walking down the hill. Some images are only possible when you are 2 photographers. As we work as a couple, we are both main shooters, which means we have same skills and we can work without the supervision or assistance of the other. Being 2 allows us also to work with more artistic light and create unique images. Number 8. Albums. A wedding album is the most important keepsake you can receive from your wedding day. Don't underestimate this. Make sure to review the quality of the albums of the photographer. Look at cover materials, paper finish and thickness, number of pages, the style, the design and the option you have. There is a vast range of albums available, so make sure you will be getting great quality and value from your wedding day. The wedding is probably the only moment you have to print your photos. You will rediscover your photo once you will see them on paper. So much more amazing than on a screen. You might have print rights on your agreement, which means you can print your own with any lab you want. But remember, photographer has access to lab you can't find as non-professional and has skills and knowledge to build some memorable photo book. I'm sure your parents and family would love to have someone who look after the editing of the book. Your photographer can do that. Sometimes the photo book is included on package too. It's our case, for example. Number 9. Product options. Make sure to review the full range of products options offered by the wedding photographer. Do they offer both wedding and engagement albums, prints, canvas, metals, or other wall art? thanks cards, digital images or not, parents' albums, gift albums, greeting cards, and any other extras. Sometimes it's hard to know what you might want to order from your wedding images, so make sure that you have a good variety of options that you are interested in considering when the time comes. Number 10. Professional. This item is the last one on my list, but it might be one of the most important. Please make sure that the photographer you choose to work with is a professional wedding photographer. I know that the term can be widely interpreted. Full-time, part-time, occasionally, how many weddings have they photographed, etc. Asking a friend or relative with a camera to be your photographer if they have no experience in weddings might lead to disaster, and you could end up with no or very few usable photos from your wedding day. For some people, photography may not be that important, but if you do want to make sure you get beautiful, high-quality photos, artistically capturing every facet of your wedding day, make sure that you can trust that your photographer is a professional and can work through any scenario or challenging that may be presented. I hope these tips will be helpful as you navigate it to the world of wedding photography. Feel free to ask us any question about that. This podcast has a written version on our website, www.svphotograph.com/podcast. Thank you. À bientôt. Au revoir.